In Kenya, 2 out of 3 women and girls cannot use sanitary pads, either because they can't afford them or none are available. That's why Zana Africa has distributed them free to over 50,000 Kenyan schoolgirls since 2009. Allison Nakamura, the executive director of the Zana Africa Foundation, explains why sanitary pads are so important.
So one, if you're bleeding and can't control the blood, there's like a yuck factor to that, right? So you're staining your clothes. If you don't have access to clean running water, perhaps you can't, you know, then wash your clothes. If you have one school uniform or one pair of underpants, you might ruin those things and then your clothes are soiled. So it just really can't manage a very natural process, and that really interferes with your self-confidence and your dignity and your health overall.
Indeed, girls also need sanitary pads simply for hygiene.
If you don't have access to sanitary pads, you end up using, say, homemade materials like cloth, or in some cases, cotton that comes out of a mattress or a dirty rag, and then putting that in a part of your body that really shouldn't be exposed to germs, then of course could lead to infections or cause girls to kind of stay home and just really not fulfill their potential.
Along with menstrual products, Zana Africa distributes Nia Teen, a colorful magazine about health and life skills. Nia is the Swahili word for purpose.
So it's 5 issues, and it goes through reproductive health education, it goes through power dynamics, it goes through consent, it goes through friendship, career, really unpacking for girls all of the kind of joys and challenges of growing up, as we say.
Zana Africa also provides community mentors who visit school clubs and other small groups where sexuality, peer pressure, teen pregnancy, sexually transmitted diseases, and many other topics can be safely discussed. Joyce Mudia is the program coordinator in Kilifi on the Kenyan coast.
A safe space is a space where girls can express themselves. The questions they ask, regardless of their nature, can be responded to in an honest manner using factual information.
Mentors are trained not to impose their own values on the girls by telling them what they should or should not do. It takes work to remain neutral in a culture where elders are expected to advise and lead, and youth are expected to listen and obey. Mubudi says that Nia Teen groups examine gender stereotypes such as, for example, that girls should be passive in their relationships with boys and men.
Also, there's a topic on power. What is power? What does power mean to you? And what is the relationship of power and gender when it comes to relationship and to choices regarding what to do with their own bodies or their own lives?
Forced marriage and sexual violence are also addressed. The organization's staff believe that when girls and women are able to achieve their full potential, the entire community benefits. That's why Zana Africa works to bring everyone, parents, elders, educators, health professionals, policymakers, and boys into the conversation on Menstrual Hygiene Day and beyond. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.